Okay, let's move on. And this week, as some of you out there might know, is National Breastfeeding Week. And we thought we might talk a little bit about breastfeeding and about what's happening for National Breastfeeding Week here in Kerry. So I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Mairead O'Sullivan, who is an infant feeding coordinator at University Hospital Kerry. And we've also got Elaine Power from Curragh, who is a mother of three, including a nine-month-old whom she's feeding herself at the moment. Elaine and Mairead, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks very much for having us, Deirdre.
National Breastfeeding Week, Mairead, what is it? Is it all about spreading the word, trying to get more women to breastfeed, or what?
Well, I suppose it's not necessarily trying to get more women to breastfeed, but I suppose it's about raising the awareness of women that maybe do choose to go down the route of breastfeeding, that the help and support is out there. So this year, the theme for National Breastfeeding Week set out by the HSE actually is expert help every step of the way, basically. And I suppose expert help by meaning, you know, reach out to your midwife, your nurse and your lactation consultant, one of which I am a member of the International Board Lactation Consultants. And it's so that women know that actually there is help and support out there, because many women may think that breastfeeding is the most natural thing in the world and therefore I don't need to do any preparation. Whereas we would very much now say preparation actually can be key, and it might mean that you won't need to see the specialist in that field afterwards if you've been able to attend an accommodated breastfeeding preparation class, which is one of the things we do in University Hospital Kerry. And classes are ran regularly. I facilitate them on a fortnightly basis, and then also we provide support obviously after your baby's born. So yes, again, some people may need that additional expert help of the lactation consultant, but for many women it's only just having somebody else there to be able to guide them more than anything. And for that reason we do run a postnatal infant feeding clinic now in University Hospital Kerry as part of our status. So since I've gone into post, that's a new facility that's there for women. And I suppose we're also in Kerry, we're very lucky that there's quite a lot of breastfeeding support groups out there. Every day of the week, you can go to some town or some village in Kerry and there will be some breastfeeding support being facilitated by a public health nurse or a lactation consultant, which is a fantastic resource for mums like Elaine to be able to avail of, or other mums to be able to avail of as well, as well as the clinic that I then run to.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And it's good to hear that. And Elaine, can I just ask you a little bit about your own journey towards breastfeeding? Because you're breastfeeding your youngest now.
Yes, that's right.
And but your youngest is the first of your children that you breastfed.
Yes,
is that right?
He is, yes.
Why did you decide to breastfeed him?
Well, I have three little boys and I formula fed my first baby. My second baby, I attempted the breastfeeding. And now looking back, that I would now will say have a successful breastfeeding journey, I wasn't prepared the second time. I didn't do the breastfeeding classes. I didn't look into any advice or help or anything. I said I would just see how it went. Then when it happened, I was extremely overwhelmed. I didn't take to it at all. He took to it fantastically, naturally. I didn't, because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how long I had to breastfeed him for, all the normal questions that most people don't really know when they start off. So the third time round then, COVID hit and I got COVID, and I read that breast milk actually had antibodies against COVID that stayed in your breast milk. And I said, you know what, bringing a newborn baby into COVID, I'm going to try this. And I really, really did look into it. I did Mairead's preparation class, which I found fantastic. My sister breastfed. I pulled on that for loads of information. And once I had him then, I felt completely different. I knew what I had to do. And I knew that my midwives were there to help me. And I asked questions all the time. I had Mairead to lean on afterwards. It was over Christmas I had my baby. So then we were on the phone. And to be honest, it felt like just having a conversation with just a friend. I could ask a load of questions. I wasn't rushed. And then I got to come in afterwards and she met Killian and she helped me again. My public health nurse, my GP, the nurses at my GP service, I asked question after question. My sister was absolutely plagued with questions. But it is all the support made the difference this time. And we are still going strong and he's 9 months now.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. And you mentioned there that you just went out and asked the questions over and over again.
Yeah.
And is that why a lot of women maybe give up early, that they don't want to appear foolish, or they feel like a failure, or they don't want to be constantly asking questions that, you know, that it just kind of makes them feel bad about themselves and they give
possibly
up too soon?
Yeah, I think so. I think that could be a lot of it. I was a bit like that with my second. I like, I didn't want to be bothering the nurse. You know, you didn't want to be, I don't want to be
it's
the
a
one.
Real Irish thing,
it
isn't
is,
it? Yeah.
You know? I didn't want to be the one ringing the bell to bring the nurse in all the time. But in actual fact, that's what they are there to help you with. And they know. And a lot of the times, they're moms who've done it themselves. And the one thing I will say about breastfeeding that I find that I didn't know until I did it was there's a fierce camaraderie with women who've breastfed. And it's really a case of women lifting other women up. You know, they really do. If you find, if you're breastfeeding and somebody has a question, I have a friend who just started her breastfeeding journey. I've already been met asking, you know, how are you getting on? Have you linked in with worried? You know, because not all the time they know, they don't always know that that support is there for them. They don't always know that, you know, you can ask all these people. You can ring your GP, you can ring your the lactation consultant, your public health nurse. They don't always know that that's there. So I think like that, yeah, it is just maybe they don't know that it's okay to ask.
It's okay to ask, and hopefully that message will go out today. The other thing, Mairead, of course, is that I would imagine a lot of women think this should come naturally to me. But I presume that some women it happens relatively easily, but other women struggle at the start, and the thing is to persist.
Yeah, and that's right. And I suppose definitely asking the question helps. And I suppose the HSE have put a huge power into putting people like me into post over the last couple of years. So all maternity units now in the country, all the 19 maternity units in the country, have at least one lactation consultant in post in the units that women can pick up the phone and ask the questions to, so the women can know that, yes, if I am struggling, maybe that's a normal struggle, that there's a hump in the road and we get over. Or if this isn't a normal struggle, then you get seen by the lactation consultant, who hopefully puts you back bright in the road. I suppose what we do know is many women might go home from hospital exclusively breastfeeding, so they got over those initial humps, but it's that first week or 2 weeks when we're at home, when the uncertainty sets in and we're awake with the sleepless nights and babies feeding 8-10 times a day, when actually all the research tells us a newborn baby should feed anything between 8-12 times a day at a minimum. So that's a huge pile if you think of it in that way. But if you don't know that, you don't know that that's going to be normal, and exhaustion sets in then, and sometimes you start doubting yourself. And I think that's why often people may find themselves giving up in the earlier days without realising, you know, that there was ways around it, or extra help could have been got at the time.
And just to look at the broader issue, and I don't know what your circumstances are, Elaine, in terms of work, but I think a lot of women don't breastfeed because they have to, for financial reasons, get back to work as soon as possible.
Well, I went back after Killian was 7 months. I was going back to a job that I had for a long time, so I was very comfortable. And to be honest, it never even really came up. My boss just let me do my own thing. There was never an issue there. But I had it in my head that I would breastfeed until I went back to work. And I did think, I'm going to stop when I go back to work because I don't know if I can be managing all that. But then I didn't want to stop, so I said, I will try to manage. And I was so glad that I did, because like that, my boss had absolutely no problem. Then I got a job inside in UHK, and then I was dealing with another element of being the new girl starting a new job, and I didn't want to be, you know, looking for all these different things. You know, I need to take time here and time there. But in actual fact, the HSE has a policy for working moms, breastfeeding breaks that I could take, and my managers and all the girls I work with were fantastic in supporting me. So it actually, it's daunting, I think, to think of, but when you actually go to do it, it's actually okay.
Yeah. And remind us, Mairead, why breast is best for babies.
I suppose just even starting off with the easiness of it. I know we've talked about some of the complexities of it, but it's there, it's ever ready kind of thing. And it is, most people would consider colostrum, which is that first breast milk that's first made, one of those first immunisations that actually, at least if baby got colostrum in those early days, it's one of those first immunisations that all babies should be exposed to. Like Elaine said earlier, antibodies within the breast milk, they're totally changing the whole time. And then there's huge benefits for mum as well, with enabling and empowering more bonding for her. And I suppose for mums, if we look at mums, then maybe that babies are in the neonatal setting or the sicker babies kind of thing, it may often be something that they feel, this is the one thing I can do actually for my baby right now kind of thing. And sometimes that might mean that our supporting partners may feel that they're not as engaged in it. But I always say to the partners that come around to the classes, there's lots more things you can do. Like mum needs to be fed as well. She needs to be looked after and she needs to get the rest and things. So I suppose knowing all of those things brings the whole family unit together as well, kind of thing, as well as all the health benefits that are out there for both mum and for baby. And I suppose health benefits for mum are sometimes one of the things that we don't talk about
as
much.
We don't talk about, exactly. Yeah. And Are we catching up? I know we were fairly far behind other European countries with breastfeeding rates, but are we getting any better?
We're getting a little bit, I suppose. We're edging a little bit better. I suppose I would very much, it's very hard to say nationally wise, I very much try to focus on the Kerry figure. So a couple of years ago, we would have been hitting on the high 40s maybe for Kerry with women regards to breastfeeding at some point in their journey. I looked at it today before I came out of work actually, and we're hitting towards the high 60s of women that
percentage.
Are percentage.
Wow, well,
60%
very...
of women that are doing breastfeeding at some journey, to some point of their journey in the hospital. Whereas if I say, like I say, we take it back to 2 years ago, we were talking maybe 47-48% kind of thing. So we've gone up nearly 20% in Kerry, and that's reflective amongst my public health colleagues, because they will say every woman that's coming out is breastfeeding at some point now, Maureen.
Well, funny you should say that, because there is a comment in, sorry, just bear with me 1 second. A listener says, I would like to say that attending a breastfeeding group is extremely beneficial. The public health nurses were fantastic support, as well as the other mothers. I joined a breastfeeding group with my first baby 12 years ago, and we have a lovely group of friends from it still going. So it's like Elaine said, it's the camaraderie and mums helping mums and all of that. Well, we better come along to what is happening in Kerry for National Breastfeeding Week. It begins today, does it?
It began on Saturday, actually. So it's from the 1st until the 7th. So in University Hospital Kerry, we launched this initiative of milestones for breastfeeding basically this week. So they are a deck of 24 cards, Elaine, that mums are going to get as a gift, or Deirdre, sorry, mums are going to get as a gift, giving them a little bit of a focus and a point towards every little step along their breastfeeding journey. So the first one starts off with, my baby's had liquid gold, I've reached 24 hours of breastfeeding, I've reached 48 hours of breastfeeding. But also the back of it is a little bit of an educational tool for mums as to why I want to reach 24 hours, or why I want to reach 48 hours of breastfeeding, and why I want to reach 6 months. And it speaks about expressing and things like that. So that's one of our big things we've done. We're also, we've put a tree up in the main entrance to maternity unit with some pictures of some of the mums who have breastfed throughout the year, and they've sent their pictures in with consent basically for us to share and show different things to other mums that this is possible at different ages, different babies. And Elaine actually has her own picture up there as well. And we're also having some tea and coffees with some of the mothers later on in the week, and then just doing some little workshop educations, because I suppose as a lactation consultant, yes, it's educating the mothers, but educating the staff on the floor is another part of my role kind of thing. So doing some education with staff as well during the week.
Yeah, well, I think you can be very proud of your success rate in UHK for that. So, and you in no small part to yourself and your colleagues, I would imagine, Mairead. Just the final word to yourself, Elaine, because there's probably women there listening who might be pregnant listening to us this afternoon, and they're maybe on the fence and thinking, will I or won't I? What would you say to them?
Oh, I would say try, absolutely try. It's not for everyone, but everyone should try, because you don't know until you're actually doing it just how lovely it actually is.
And as Mairead said, it's the convenience of it as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
You're not dragging sterilisers around with you,
nothing,
and stuff.
Just
yeah.
me.
Yeah, just yourself, yeah. And you're getting on great at it.
Fantastic, yeah, absolutely fantastic. He's 9 months now and we're still going strong.
Yeah. And when, I know I said that was the last question, but I just thought of another one, Mairead. When do you recommend that it stops then, or is there any end date put on it?
There isn't really. The WHO recommendations would be to 2 years and beyond as part of a healthy diet. So exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months and then 2 years and beyond as part of a healthy diet. And I suppose if I think back to Elaine's conversation she had there a few minutes ago, I was 23 when I had my first child, not coming from a breastfeeding background or culture or anything like that. So pulling on the peer support really helped. But then going back to work with my first, it was almost an automatic that you gave up basically, or you stopped. Yeah. And it did happen. And I think it's fantastic now, like he's 15 now and 6'1" and taller than myself kind of thing now at this stage. But I suppose now it's great that for some moms it's not even becoming a thought of, do I stop at the 6 month mark when I'm going back to work, that you know their extra supports are out there as well for them. So I think that's great, and that's going to enable them to get to that 2 year mark and beyond if they wanted to.
Very good. And I presume, Mairead, that there's more information about what's happening in Kerry for National Breastfeeding.
There is, yeah. And I suppose if we're saying one more thing with regards to help and support that's out there, the HSC have a live 7 day a week page called HSC Ask the Expert Breastfeeding Advice page that mums can link into at any time of the day, put a webinar chat there Monday to Friday or other times of night, and it's replied to within 24 hours by a lactation consultant actually throughout the country. So if there is mums out there Friday night, having a pain or a query with regards to breastfeeding, know that that facility is there for them as well.
Yeah, and ask the question.
Ask the question.
As Elaine said, don't be afraid that it sounds stupid. Ask the question. Yeah,
definitely.
Is the message to go out. Ladies, we leave it there, but thank you both
thank you very much.
It's great to see that Kerry is very much leading the way in terms of breastfeeding rates in particular. Mairead O'Sullivan from UHK and mum of three, Elaine Power from Coro. Thank you both very much for coming in to chat to us this afternoon.